Are you ready to face your fears and embrace your future? Welcome to the Gutsy Boss Podcast with your host, that's me, Becky Mollenkamp. I was going to do a whole podcast episode about confrontation, and I didn't quite finish writing it, so I'm going to come to it later because I want it to be really good, and I have an idea in my mind of what it's going to be, and I don't want to do it some other way than that. But I also didn't want this week to go by without an episode of the podcast, so I'm just going to ramble. I have a rough idea of what I might say, but who knows how this will go. The window's open, so there may be background noise. This is going to be a pretty raw episode that I'm not going to get caught up in perfectionism. Go back to my last couple of episodes about that to hear tips for letting go of perfectionism. And this is my own challenge to do it this week by just being off the cuff and not heavily editing this and just letting it be what it is. And I thought what I would ramble on about is community and the power of having community and asking for help and allowing others in, which is not something I've always been the best at doing. And I've really been challenging myself to do that. And it really makes a difference. Some examples of community that I now have include, I have a feminist book club, which perhaps I have talked about before. I don't remember. I talk about it a lot because it's been really powerful for me. I've had it for about 2 years. I just started it, asked people if they wanted to join. People have come and gone. Quite a few people have stayed consistent. We read a book about a month, about one book a month, about something sort of related to feminism or anti-racism or anti-patriarchy. It can be a little bit of anything, actually, but we're all people with shared values. We get together. It used to be once a week. Now it's every other week for an hour, and we talk about books and about life, and those calls really fill up my bucket. I'm also on a gratitude text chain where there's a group of us that every day text one thing we're grateful for. I started that as well, and it's been going on for a few weeks now. I've done it once in the past, and it was really great then, and it's been really helpful now in helping me focus on what I'm really grateful for. I also have a peer mastermind, which is just a group of peers that get together on a regular basis to talk business, how to grow our business, to get support, cheerleading, ideas. My current mastermind is starting to kind of fizzle out, but I've been in a mastermind of some sort for 6, 7, 8 years, something like that. And yes, I start all of those. One consistent thing you'll notice about all of these groups is I'm the one who starts them. And that's because most people don't take that initiative, and that's totally fine. Some people just aren't starters. Some people aren't extroverted enough, even though I'm actually a really hardcore introvert. Some people just don't want to do it, but they really want to be in groups. What I've discovered is when I put out the request, people are like, yeah, I want something like that. They just either didn't think to start it or didn't think they had the time to start it or didn't have the initiative to start it. And once someone else invites them, they're like, please let me in. So if you don't have communities, start them. I know that can be scary, but you can do it. And you'll probably find that other people are really interested in also joining. I've also had over the years, various communities that I have made money from in my business, different memberships. I'm next year going to have a community of sorts, which will be a monthly accountability group where it's sort of part group coaching, part mastermind, helping people stay accountable to their goals. If you want to learn more about how to be a part of that, it's really reasonably priced, help you stay focused on your goals, give you some of this community support that I'm talking about. You can go to beckymollenkamp.com/2023-accountability. And I will also link to that in the show notes, which is probably the best way to find it. I've had other various memberships too that I've run. And then I've also joined different communities over the years. Currently, I'm in a business community called Wandering Aimfully, which I've talked about in the past and I love. There's a really active Slack space that I can go to. That community fills a bucket for me around business and growing my business and understanding business. I'm also in a private Facebook group. It's a group of women who own businesses and have children. And we support each other in all the ways that being a parent and being a business owner are stressful. We're there to help each other, encourage each other, and that's been incredibly powerful in my life. And that's been since I became a mom 6 years ago. All of these groups, and I'm sure there are more that I'm not thinking of, plus just individual friendships that are really important for me for community, all of them are places that I can go to ask for help. One of the things that I think is important is to notice that I have lots of different groups, and that's because there's different parts of my life. And I think just like we have friends for reasons and seasons, we can seek out community for reasons and seasons. Having different communities that address different areas of your life can be really special and important. And again, starting them yourself is sometimes what you have to do, and that's okay. And if you don't have that initiative, then ask around if someone else is willing to take the lead. Because you'll find, like I have always found, that for whatever you're looking for a community for, whatever support you're needing, there are just as many other people out there that need that same thing. And they're just waiting for somebody to invite them or to suggest it. And the other thing I would mention is that most of these communities I've mentioned, a lot of them anyway, fizzle out over time. And that's not because they're a failure. It's sort of that friends for reasons and seasons. Their season comes and goes. Some groups last for a long time. Some last for a short time. It's not about how long they last. It's about what you get out of them while you're in them. And so think about what are the areas of your life where community might be helpful, and how can you find that? And how can you give that gift to yourself? And then when you do find that community, how can you actually use the community? Being in communities doesn't really matter if you're not actually getting anything from it. Engage. Talk to the people that are in that community and work with them. And ask for help when you need it. That's been a big shift for me that I've really been focusing on, and it's made a big difference and has really helped me. Anyway, there was really not a big point to this conversation today other than I wanted to let you know that I'm still here and not go a week without saying something. And next week I will be back with another episode that will be a little more pre-planned and well-focused called Fear of Confrontation, because it's one of the issues I hear a lot from people. That people are afraid of confrontation and they know it holds them back. So I'm going to share some tips around how to manage that. In the meantime, I hope that you will think about communities that might help you and where you can find them, and maybe push yourself past some of those fears about asking others to join you and be the one who takes the initiative and starts it. It can really make a big difference. And if you need a community because you don't want to start one, and you think 2023 could be your best year yet, if only you had a little extra accountability support around reaching your goals, then go check out the link in the show notes and come join me for accountability for next year, once a month, every month for the whole year, not just with me, but also with a community of other folks who are excited about reaching their goals in 2023. That kind of support is really powerful. I will be back next week. And before I go, let me ask you one last thing. If you enjoy this podcast and you go into your podcast listening device, the platform you use for listening to podcasts, and if possible, like it, follow the show, or write a review, those things make a difference. And maybe also just send an episode to someone that you care about who might benefit from becoming a little more gutsy in their life, their professional life, their personal life. It would mean so much to me, and I really do appreciate you. Thanks for listening to the Gutsy Boss podcast at BeckyMollenkamp.com.